Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, which means it's time to Ask T. Frank, brought to you by DraftBook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, with an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. As I said, this is quarter number three. That means it's time to ask T. Frank. T. Frank, are you ready for the questions?
Let's do it.
All right. Remember, at the end, T. Frank is going to pick out his favorite question, and that person will win the KSN sweatshirt. So let's start with Jared from Talmadge, Ohio, says, what would you say the biggest differences are from watching a game live to grading and viewing of the game using the All-22? What would be the biggest surprise for fans if they could watch a game or replay from the All-22?
Well, it takes a little bit of time to understand what you're looking at with the All-22, but genuinely, it's like seeing the world with different eyes. You see the concepts and you see the schemes that teams are trying to run. So when teams are trying to take advantage of space or numbers, and you can see all of the numbers, it makes more sense. You can see more of the... It's like being able to see the ideas play out in real time. And then the difference is, it is like work. There's no sound. There's no emotion. There's no play-by-play. There's no crowd. You are watching football. It's just totally different. You actually get to see what's going on, but you get to lose the essence, I think, a little bit of what people love so much about football, which is the drama and the excitement of watching these dramatic things play out in real time. When you can rewind, you get everything, but you don't get the anticipation of things.
Is there anything specific that looks different? Like, is it the line play?
Coverage. You actually get to see what the safeties are doing. And it is illuminating. All of the questions that you have about, like, why is X happening or why is Z happening, when you get to see what the safeties are doing and you know what you're looking for, you understand. Like, it's the answer's there. The answer, for the most part, is there. And then, from that point, it just becomes about some of the things I would say. Now, I shouldn't say it's all the safeties, but that's the biggest one. The second one would be seeing the offensive and defensive line interactions in three dimensions. When you're watching on television, you see a 2D picture of what's happening with the offense and the defensive lines. Seeing stunts and twists, run stunts, things like that, again, you get to see what the defense is really trying to do, and you get to see what the offense is really trying to do when you see things in multiple dimensions.
All right, next up is Stan from Franklin, Tennessee. He says, T. Frank, Coach Franklin embraces a policy of not disclosing player injury status. Injuries play a major part in the betting evaluation process. DraftKings, a major sponsor of KSN. And I support both. Penn State's currently a 23.5-point favorite over Illinois. How can a fan make a meaningful bet on this game without knowing the status of Sean Clifford? We need NFL-style injury reporting in college football, in my view. What are your thoughts?
It would make my job easier, and I don't gamble. So, And by the way, you don't want me gambling. You want me as objective as possible. So DraftKings, as much as they're going to sponsor the show and they're going to sponsor Stan, I think that they're you need it for certain information from that perspective. I would say this, and again, I don't gamble, so don't take my word for it. But like I said in one of the previous segments, Illinois' schemes are pretty good. They're doing the right things conceptually. They just don't have the players to execute any of it, from the offensive line to the defensive line. They're switching from a 4-3 to a 3-4 front. And as much as that can be overblown at times, you do, if you're going to play a true nose tackle, he needs to be a true nose tackle. So, you know, with some of the stuff we talked about from the All-22, what I've seen of them is their receivers don't get separation. Their quarterbacks, multiple quarterbacks, should give you an idea of what they're working with. And then their offensive line can't pass block. So that's why Penn State is a 23-point advantage. It's not just about Sean Clifford, although the offensive output for Penn State will be in question. The defensive ability to shut down Illinois should not be.
As someone who does wager a couple dollars on these games, I think Stan is right, though. You have a situation here where it's not so much, gee, we don't know if Sean Clifford's going to play or not. So does that affect – it may not affect the line for Illinois, but it could very well affect the line for Ohio State. But the bigger concern is somebody will know whether Sean Clifford is going to play against Ohio State or not prior to the Ohio State game. Somebody mm-hmm. will figure this out. There was a, and I can't remember what school it was, but the coach got upset because I think it was the collegiate newspaper. They had their reporters in a building on campus that was able to overlook the practice field and right. get some information that other folks won't have. Well, what that translates into is maybe somebody is setting the line not knowing if Sean Clifford's going to be there for Ohio State, but there will be somebody who knows, not thinks, but knows whether Clifford's going to play or not, and that could affect how they wager, and that's what you want to avoid. I would not be surprised if in time they put in some kind of ruling similar to the NFL, specifically
because
of gambling.
Who's
going to
enforce it, though? Who's going to enforce it? Well, the NCAA?
Well, yeah. Well, but just like in the NFL, there's at least the appearance of impropriety. If James Franklin always puts his guys down as doubtful, but then they end up playing, so you also learn something that way.
Let me ask you a thought experiment. And honestly, I don't want to spend a ton of time on this question because I think, as you noticed from my answer, I don't really have any sort of like, this is not a good question for me. I don't really have a good answer for you. What are you more interested in? Are you more interested in Penn State winning, or are you more interested in the line of the game? And let me just play this out from James Franklin's perspective. If Ohio State has to spend the next week and a half preparing as if Sean Clifford will be the starter, you see an entirely different game plan than you would for Taquan Roberson. Now, I will undercut my own argument and say that the one for Taquan Roberson is just play base defense and beat Penn State. But, you know, from his perspective, any small advantage you can have and take, you'll take, including not releasing a depth chart, which, again, to me, I don't like. But from his perspective, and if you're a Penn State fan and you want this team to win and find those advantages to overcome the places where they haven't succeeded in the past, is that something that you're willing to trade for the percentage chance that Penn State is going to win? And to me, it's just an open-ended question. I don't know the answer either way, and this is why I completely avoid the topic to begin with.
I am interested in the topic because I do think it is a factor, T. Frank, and you use the words, any advantage, competitive advantage that James Franklin can get, he will take. The same exact words could be used for gamblers. Any advantage they could find. And right. I believe if you start getting to that point where insider information, it doesn't have to be Sean Clifford saying, oh, I'm ready or not, or knowing it. What about the guy who's a walk-on player, not, and a gambler?
Well, there's the separation of church and state that's supposed to happen anyway, right? So that right there, you're talking about tampering. You're talking about influencing the outcome of the game with insider information. And, you know, we saw what happened in Boston College. We've seen this in other places. So that is an entirely different conversation if you're talking about leaking of inside information. Now, if you're talking about the gathering of information by people on the perimeter of the program, that's something different. But, yeah, I would say we have a bigger problem if gambling is getting that deep into college football to begin with.
And that's what could happen by if James Franklin releases that, you know, Sean Clifford will be playing against Ohio State. That's much different than, you know, the fourth string left guard whispers to some gambler, hey, Sean's been taking the first team snaps with the team all week. So I can tell you, Sean Clifford will be playing this weekend. By not giving out the information, that's what you could lead to. And that's what's happened in college sports previously. And they certainly don't want that to happen again. All right, let's move on. John from Philadelphia says, I've recently noticed more fair catches on punts inside the 10-yard line. Why wouldn't you let the ball go and hope for the touchback? Seems like you only risk losing a few more yards, but can gain significantly by letting it go.
Well, that's up to the discretion of, in this case, Jahan Dotson, that if he thinks the ball is going to land in an area where they could go, and that's, again, where are the gunners? Are they going to be closing in? Can they get to the football? So the difference between the 2-yard line and the 10-yard line, despite what happened to Taquan Roberson, is significant. And you know, a lot of what happened in those situations was they got the false starts and everything that backed them up to the one. You cannot start or finish a drive or have any success, really. It's an outlier if you get the ball inside the 5-yard line. So if you get it at the 9, I mean, you've got some room to play with. And then you can call the game totally differently from that area when you're not worried about any penetration resulting in the safety. So, you know, that is definitely up to the discretion of the gunner. And if Penn State is happy with the decisions he's been making, then they're happy with those outcomes.
I think there's also the punters are getting better with bringing the ball back. So that it used to be the rule.
The backspin.
Right. You never catch the ball inside the 10. Now it's more likely because the punters, it hits the 5 and it sticks and it stays there. Real quick, one more. Doug says, assuming Clifford doesn't return, is Aller the number one quarterback come January?
Pass. No, there's going to be a transfer. There's going to be a transfer. There's going to be somebody. It's not going to be Drew Aller. It's not going to be Bo Prabula. So no.
Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, sure. Why not? That seemed to go well for Oklahoma. Not a great crop of questions today, Jim.
I'm sorry that you didn't like them, T-Frank. Then you got to pick the cream of a poor crop.
Well, Jared from Ohio did have a good question, so we'll go with Jared.
Okay. Jared's the winner. We'll be getting in touch, Jared. That is it for quarter number 3. Stick around. Quarter number 4, we have Dustin Schutte from SaturdayTradition.com. Stay tuned.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, has an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.